We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Welcome to Thunderdome, boys. Is that what it is?
Oh, it's Thunderdome.
Two teams enter. Both are going back to Miami on Thursday. Look, it looks bad right now on the scoreboard. But if you really think about it, it's not bad. It's not that bad. Because if they win tonight, we're just where we should be. We're just where we should be. Down 3-2, going back home. It's just the sequence of which it's happening that has you a little freaked out. Sometimes you have a little foreplay. Sometimes you get right to action. Sometimes you get to the kinky stuff. The series got a little kinky and turned around, but eventually business will settle down. And so, we got a challenge tonight. You're walking into the hornet's nest. But, finally, let's see how these young up-and-coming whippersnappers handle winning a game they're supposed to win for once in their life.
By the way, you've been saying that before.
Yeah, you've come up with seven different scenarios where the young whippersnappers are not supposed to do something and they've done it.
It's all good being the team that everybody thought was too naive to get up in the series. That's fine. Let's see when you're the team that's up. When you're the team that's got a lead.
You don't even believe yourself.
Let's see what happens. Oh, I believe it.
If we gave you a lie detector test right now.
I believe it. I feel really good tonight. Feel really good.
I think it's because I just got minus one.
You can't take minus one for my opinion. That doesn't make sense.
Oh, no. We give you minus one for lying.
Yeah. I'm not lying.
You're lying.
How am I lying?
Let's do the meet the parents. Come here. Put your hands on my hands.
What?
Let's do the meet the parents.
You want the Heat to win. We all want the Heat to win. But there is nothing that you've seen so far that will lead you to believe they
can win. I've seen pieces.
Pieces of what?
I've seen pieces.
It's all coming together. Philadelphia turned the ball over 27 times, and the Heat was the first team in 32 years to lose.
Big deal. So what? Making history. Want to make history again. Be the 12th team to come back from 3-1. Basketball's changing. All the numbers are on their ear. What am I supposed to be shocked that something weird happened? Weird stuff happens in sports.
And only the second team to do it the hard way, winning two games on the road.
Yeah, grow up. You gotta grow up, Peter Pan. You can't just be freaked out just because you're in weird situations.
Because he's wearing green does not make him Peter Pan.
Because I promise
you, if he goes airborne, I'm out.
And all this talk, could it be D-Wade's last game? Not his last game. What are you talking about?
Can we talk about Kung Fu Panda since...
Can we... I don't know where to go with this guy because...
You just move on. We'll talk about the game.
Because we got into an argument before the show because he was, they're going to win tonight. They're going to win. Like, you want to make a little bet? Oh, no, I've got a bet already.
I got action on the game. I already have action on the series.
No, you
can't do double action.
You can't do double action.
You shut up.
It goes against the rules. The bet is on.
Listen,
beast. I have a new bet.
Hold on.
If the Heat lose tonight, Robbie has to get in a pouch.
Here's the.
Wasn't agreed upon.
If he's so confident,
right.
If you want to follow your leader into the fire, you're in the pouch.
No, I just don't understand why I need to put extra action. I already have action on the series.
Tonight's a series game. You don't.
It's a dumb thing you're saying.
Do you think the Heat are going to win tonight?
Yes.
I will ask you.
Prove
this.
It.
I have. Because if I lose, I dress like a kangaroo in a Ben Simmons jersey with a sign outside the American Airlines Arena that says, Ben Simmons made Goran Dragic his little Joey. The stakes have been lined up, Beast. I don't know where you've been the last 2 weeks. So you can try your little chicanery because you're a Celtics fan and now you like to dive in the misery.
Fan.
You're a fake Heat fan and you have no faith.
Question.
And you go into the corner like a coward. You got no guts. You go out the back door because that's the easy thing to do.
Question.
You ain't of this culture.
We had a.
You happy that Marcus Smart is back?
And now,
now
you're excommunicated.
Hey. What are you talking about?
You have been excommunicated.
I'm not excommunicated.
Why'd you throw him out like he?
He has been.
Are you excommunicated? You look like Leslie Nielsen in Naked Gun.
And then the Riley, and the Zoe, and the Holy Spolstra.
Yeah, excommunicated. I'm not out.
You're out.
No,
I'm calling everybody in the Heat organization. I say you take no calls from this guy. He has nothing to do with us. He's out. Go ahead.
Question.
You're
so confident.
Yeah. I don't understand.
Is there anything factual?
To support your confidence?
Yeah, support your confidence? Because, like, so far, and one of the things I've been amazed at is these young kids have not flinched.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't. Not even a little bit.
Yeah,
In fact, early on in the series, everybody's like, ooh, when Embiid starts playing, Hassan's going to start balling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that hasn't happened.
Right.
He played a little bit better last game.
Okay, but come on, man.
I mean, a little bit.
And all this talk that they're that young. They're not that young. I've seen half of their team in the league forever.
So wait
JJ Redick.
Not the main players.
Wait a minute.
You got a master's degree. Stop giving them so much credit.
Did
with
he
the
not
young.
Start the show with the young whippersnappers?
Yes.
Well, the Stars. They got to see how it is winning a game in hand tonight when they're supposed to. See how you deal with success. Let's see.
So you think the pressure is on now?
Oh, it's on them.
They don't seem too moved by the situation.
Okay, let me ask you this. Yeah. If they lose tonight,
yes.
If they lose tonight, all of a sudden, doubt creeps in, and they're not in their barn. Now they're going back to American Airlines Arena.
How does doubt creep in again?
And it goes to American Airlines Arena. And you may say, oh, they've already won twice there. Okay, but not in an elimination game.
I'm starting it next time.
And the vice jerseys will be brought out.
And the vice jersey will be brought out.
Next time. Is that true? Do we know that?
No, we don't have approval of that.
Hey,
but I'm just suggesting it.
Next time you text me while I'm taking my nap in the middle of the evening, right? I'm a root for the squirrels.
Oh, that was a whole, like, whatever happened with you against a squirrel?
Well, it's an ongoing beef. And all the
why were you grilling at 4:30 in the afternoon?
Because I was hungry. I'm up at 3. I want dinner.
We have beef.
Headlines.
All I know is all we got was, hey, it's on. I'm getting attacked by some squirrels, and I ain't having it.
I was under attack.
No, we never heard from you again. We thought the squirrel killed you.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXY-AM South Miami and WSFS HD2 Miramar.
And we start with the White Hot Playoff Updates brought to you by Mena Law Firm, 100% dedicated to your financial recovery. Fighting the insurance company? Yeah, it's worth it, Mena Law Firm. Heat.
I'll just throw an extra spice on that.
I don't know.
Yeah!
I'm jacked up, man.
Bonus read!
Oh, my God. Do you even realize when that happens?
No, it just kind of happens.
Hey, all I know is there's someone else that reminds me of, and I'm going to just tell you, it ain't good.
You want to put a name on it?
Nope.
Would it be happening?
I have a feeling who it is.
Stop.
Robbie. Robbie. Off the top rope.
Get us home, Robbie. Hey, what?
But I have no idea. You're right. Have no idea.
Here's the situation is, you mess with Robbie one time when he has money on the line with four NCAA tournament games going on.
That's it.
And that's it. You've crossed the line forever. Heat, Sixers, tonight, do or die. Tobin says do.
They shall.
8 p.m. is your tip-off. 7 o'clock, Zaz and Tommy Tighe have your pregame right here on the ticket. Meanwhile, the line is up to 10. 10 points, double digits.
Suckers.
They think the Heat are just going to give up tonight.
Suckers.
Meanwhile, Josh Richardson, he went through shoot-around today, but still Spo is being coy, saying it'll be a game-time decision.
Let's see who gives up. I mean, they have a franchise that's literally built on giving up. That's all they do!
They think they're the next one. They think they're ready for next.
All that franchise does is quit. They got to where they are based on quitting.
What was that commercial? Was it Who's Got Next? Was that the commercial?
What?
Who's Got Next? That was like the campaign, commercial campaign. I don't know if it was Nike or one of the shoe companies had the Who's Got Next. The Philly thinks they got
next. They're bad examples for children. Let's just put it out there.
They think they got next.
They're bad examples for our youth.
They're going to rule the Eastern Conference for the next 5 years.
Everybody who wants to talk about who are the bad role models, look at the Philadelphia 76ers, and that is a bad role model. They teach your kids quitting has benefits.
What are you talking about?
Think about that when you buy your kid a Ben Simmons jersey.
Well, how are you going to feel when you have to buy one?
Won't be me. It'll be a kangaroo.
Can you look at the baby kangaroo I sent you on Facebook?
I looked at it. That's a malnourished kangaroo that you sent me.
It just came out. It was the first time walking.
I don't want that kangaroo.
That's so cute. Can we get one?
No, I don't want that.
I want a baby kangaroo.
That thing is bum ass.
I want a baby kangaroo.
It looks like it could barely hop.
Look at you here. It went in the pillowcase. You could just hug it and hold it.
No.
First you hug it, you hold it, then it kicks you in the junk.
That ain't no real Joey.
That was a real Joey.
No.
The guy had an Australian accent and everything.
He probably smuggled it into the country.
Whoa.
Yep.
What are you insinuating?
That's an illegal roux. It's a no-y.
Also tonight, a no-y. Oh, no. You just got minus two.
You had a good string going. You had to go too far. That was horrible.
I sit here proud.
That was horrible.
Also tonight in the NBA, we got Milwaukee and Boston that wrapped up in a 2-2 tie game. 5 tonight, 7 p.m. And at 10:30, it's Golden State up 3-1 hosting San Antonio. That is tonight as well. The Marlins and Dodgers continue their series tonight. 10:10, first pitch out in the West Coast. They lost last night 2-1. I can't. Oh, and the smoke screen is out there.
Oh, boy.
Very Baker exciting. Mayfield may go to Cleveland at number one.
Very exciting.
Smoke screen. Smoke screen. Smoke screen.
I'm telling you.
Is that in your draft binder?
Yes.
Did you put that in there?
No.
That's a really nice draft binder, by the way. Yeah, that looks like Office Depot'd up.
Yeah.
Yep. Nice.
Told you Alana would do it.
Very classy.
Question.
Yeah.
If you're the Cleveland Browns,
mm-hmm.
would you go near any player that reminds you of Johnny Manziel? Even if he's the best player in the world? You can't go back there, right?
No.
Right. So when there's video, now I'm more than sure they won't show it like they showed the gas mask 1,000 times.
It'll be shown.
But
it'll be shown.
When they show your fleet of foot quarterback trying to make a run for it from the cops, you think we're going to stay away from that, right?
But they're Cleveland. Cleveland's going to Cleveland, no?
I wonder if there's a prop bet for draft prospect most likely to be extorted. That was awesome. When Wingo brought that up yesterday, it was like, man, that brought back... that was a fun draft night, even for drafting a lineman. The fact that the Dolphins got the lineman out of him...
Not only did we get the gas mask, but we also got the pressure with him turning on the entire college athletic situation.
Did you accept money? Yes, I did. And then you start playing the music like we was at the Oscars. And you get your award like...
We got a situation here. He's admitting to everything.
Get him! Get him out of there!
The orchestra start playing.
I don't like the way your guys' mind's at. I need some toughness in this building today. Dada 5000. You guys remember him? Star of Dogfight?
Yes.
Star of Dogfight. Dogfight 2 is coming out soon, but there's also...
Even if I don't remember, when he gets in here, I'm going to say yes, because he's a badass.
Well, that, and then apparently Kimbo Slice's kid, who wants to take on somebody in Dada's crew at a fight down in Miami, which I think is also awesome. And he's got a thing called a trigon.
Yeah, we saw that yesterday.
It's a three-sided octagon.
Yeah,
it's a triangle octagon.
That looks rough.
It's a trigon.
Can he make it a little bit bigger?
I think the point is to get all action. And you know we're about action on the show. So he's going to join us later on in the show. But tonight, it's a biggin. It's a must win. He will win. We'll be back after this. All right. Big stuff on the line tonight. Big stuff. Really big. Really big.
You're the only one that...
Yeah, the only one that had the onions to put my honor on the line. I'm hoping Goran Dragic repays the favor, because I got to be quite frank, I've been disappointed in the Dragon not showing up late in these games.
Now there's some scuttlebutt that he's got some injury issues, but...
He's been injured.
But that doesn't explain why he's been good in the first three quarters and not the fourth.
He's always bad in the fourth. He doesn't show up in the fourth.
You're throwing shade at your boy.
I'm just going by the facts, man. Been watching Goran Dragic now the better part of three and a half years.
Now you want to use the facts.
What? Who uses the facts more than me? Who? Who?
one more outburst like that.
No.
You should get minus 2 points just for looking us in the face.
What are you talking about?
Looking your boys in the face and lying like that.
I use the facts more than anybody. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
What facts?
What facts do you got?
The Goran Dragic facts.
Guy doesn't show up in the fourth. Okay, give me a fact that says the Heat are going to win.
You don't use facts.
Give me a fact that says the Heat are going to win.
Verbiage like boxed in. Point for me.
Because I hit you over the head with facts.
No, you don't.
You don't just get boxed in out of nowhere. I seal you in. See, we throw you in the box and we seal it. The caulk in it is
what is
facts.
What's in it?
It's glue, Robbie.
Hey, by the way.
And Robbie texts me immediately. He goes, I just freaked out.
Hey, question.
Yeah.
Can you use some of those facts that you have to tell us why the Heat are going to win?
Yeah, they're going to win because they're going to win.
Listen, if you present a good case, like a lawyer with facts and evidence, I will jump on the bandwagon.
Plenty of lawyers go on instinct. They don't have facts immediately. They need evidence to keep continue to pile up, but they believe they're leading down the trail. You ever see these cold cases? Lawyers are hot down the trail, and they know that they're going to solve the murder anytime soon. That's lawyers, where I'm at.
Jack McCoy.
Lawyers
that's
don't do
where
that.
I'm at.
Lawyers don't do that.
They do that.
No, they don't.
Some of them do. Defense lawyers do.
Not.
You ever see Making a Murder on Netflix?
No.
Oh, it's fantastic.
So
now we're talking about Making
still,
a Murder.
We're still waiting for you to present your case.
I have a case.
And what is it?
You guys will see tonight. You'll see.
I want to believe. I want to follow.
First of all, you don't give a rat's ass. All you want to be on QAM on Thursday doing your draft coverage.
I'm not on.
It means, on the air. It doesn't mean, oh, you're going to squeeze your way in there. Trust me.
I won't.
You don't give two rat's asses about the Miami Heat.
That's not
you're
true.
You're a Celtics fan. You're a Celtics fan.
I spent like $200 at the Heat store yesterday buying a bunch of guards.
Brad Stevens pajamas.
Why? Because it was on sale.
Yes.
Yeah, so
25% off.
Let's keep it a beast.
Brad Stevens, apologist.
Well, Beast might not be watching the draft because the Celtics are playing at Game 6 that night.
I won't be watching the Celtics. I'll be watching the draft and the Heat.
You're Sully.
I'm not going to be watching the Heat.
Why
am I getting a... Wait, why, how do I have minus 6?
And that's carryover from all the dumb stuff you've done this week.
Wait, now I'm minus 7? We can't reset?
Yeah. No.
It stays up there for the week. That's usually
how it rolls. What you did earlier in the week, it stays throughout this week.
No.
It's carryover.
Here's some facts for you. You got the due card. Kelly Olynyk, he's due. Wayne Ellington, he's due. They're bound to bust loose.
How about, have you ever...
Hassan Whiteside, he's due. The bill is due.
Jordan Mickey, is he due?
If they want to activate him, he's always ready. Because he brings his lunch bail.
UD is due.
Oh, Udonis could do no wrong. You do no wrong.
Except play basketball. If UD gets in that game.
Let me tell you something. If Udonis Haslem gets in this game tonight, he's not walking back to that bench without 5 rebounds. I'm telling you.
Also without 2 technicals.
Please. You put Udonis Haslem in this game
look,
tonight.
I get it.
A game on the line. Look, a game on the line. He's walking out with 5 rebounds. Tell me that's not true.
I get it. You want your home team to win. I want the Heat to win, too.
Mm.
But you know what I enjoy more than watching the Heat win?
What?
Being correct.
Oh, I thought I was watching the Cavs win.
Well, you wouldn't be. Well,
what?
You're a Celtics fan. You can't pass judgment. He cannot pass judgment.
He got you good on that one.
But he can't pass judgment.
You were looking and he wheel kicked you into the stanky leg.
He kicked me in the calf, which is another bet we got going on, because I promise you, Cricket Crotch can't kick an apple. He said he could kick an apple off my head.
Who, Jazz the sales guy?
Yes.
Kung Fu Panda says that he could kick an apple off of Leroy's head.
Yes.
Okay, well.
If we made him into a cartoon, he might be able to get up there.
No. No. Well,
oh, no, because even that Kung Fu Panda could do.
But here's the thing, Leroy. You spout that you want to be correct.
Huh?
If the Sixers win tonight, you would be wrong because you predicted them in 6. So therefore, that wouldn't make you correct. That would make you wrong. And so, in reality, if you want to be correct,
You have then agreed with me that the Sixers are losing tonight because you said it was going to be a six-game series. Therefore, the Heat are winning tonight, even if it is in a weird order. Boxed in, 10 points for me, minus one for you. Facts.
Beast laugh is worse than all the noises Frito makes during an interview.
You could look at me in the eye anytime you want to.
I promise you, you haven't heard them all.
You could look me in the eye anytime you want to.
No, right? It's not a press conference till Frito laughs.
He sounds delighted.
He just told Robbie, get out of my way.
So basically what I'm saying is, you may come at me with all these angles of, oh, I need to get you fat. You agree with me that they're winning tonight because you said this was a six-game series. That's what you said. I won't be correct because I said Heat and six. I can only be right with Heat and seven.
Can I tell you, I didn't think it would be this lopsided.
Why didn't you think that?
I thought Hassan would play better.
Mm-hmm.
I knew they'd have trouble with Ben Simmons, but Ilyasova and Saric, I didn't know that.
And Bellinelli.
Bellinelli. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that those guys were going to do that.
Enough to sway your opinion that it's going to be a five-game series instead of a six.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But
doesn't sound like somebody who stands his ground on his opinion very much.
I tell you what, they got the most out of the season.
Who?
The Heat.
Well, no, it's not over yet.
Oh, okay. So... what time is it? 1:30?
Yep.
8 hours.
Man, just doom and gloom like that, huh?
No, it's not doom and gloom. It's
8 hours now. It'll probably only be halftime. It's not. I mean, it's still not.
Starts
over.
At eight.
Yeah. Yeah, it starts at eight.
Probably
yeah,
have Shaq eight. Griffin yeah. Whiteside again. He ripped him hard. Did you guys hear Shaq the last
yes.
game?
He really did.
He was really mad.
But he's right. And you know what's funny about that? Even how those guys go about ripping players.
Mm-hmm.
They've never gone like that. Shaq has never, like, he was, like, really legitimately pissed off.
Because he's vouched for him before.
Huh?
He's vouched for a Whiteside
right.
before.
Right.
Do we have that?
Yeah, we got somewhere.
A lot of people.
Him. He says, follow the ball.
He's, a lot of people have vouched for Whiteside.
And have been disappointed. I've been disappointed. Been disappointed in Goran.
So, in the future, is it safe to say, that if a guy's available and he's 26, 27 years old and has played all over the world, something's up.
Yeah, maybe attitude-wise. But
there's a reason why.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, all but right. also, you know, the position. Like,
well, no. But back then, everybody was like, you kind of had questions, but you wanted to see the best in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we always have this idea that if he's with us, we can fix it.
Well, here's the thing, though. It probably what maybe you put too much of on him thinking the ceiling would just continue to grow. But to go from playing in another country to being a guy who was leading the league in rebounding, it's a pretty tremendous jump. So you could understand okay, but, why they would go to that
but,
conclusion that he would continue to get better under their system.
Here's what happens, though. Okay. When you go to leading the league in rebounds, now a team is paying you and they're depending on that. That means they're counting on you leading the league or being around the league lead in rebounds again so that they can build their team accordingly. And they haven't gotten that. I mean,
well, they did get that. That was the first year of his contract that he led the league in rebounds.
And then,
but I'm just, yeah. but my point just being is, if you took him from the fringe of the league and you turned him into a guy who was I believe Whiteside made all defense his second year.
Did he? No, he didn't.
I think he did. I think he was second team all defense or third team. If you have him to that level, I can understand why you expect that leaps to keep getting, that to keep going. Even if his growth did start slower,
he did
have a lot of growth.
It's not that they expected him to keep growing. They expected him to expand other parts of his game. So, when you're thinking of a big man, you're thinking, hey, man, we'd have a really good big man if he could pass it. Hassan can't pass. He can't.
No, he can't.
Like, he just can't. And we're like, oh, yeah, we
2016,
feel good.
He was all second team. All defense second team.
We feel good about dumping it into him because then he can get some buckets or make aggressive moves to the hoop. He throws the ball away and bounces it in the legs.
And last year was the rebounding leading. All-team defense was the year he led the league in blocks.
Right.
Just to clarify for everybody.
So, you know, yeah, man. Like, he's everything that I would say, he's everything the Heat thought that they could break him out of.
Mm-hmm. No, I think the thing that's frustrating for the Heat is you did get him to this point, but it's probably exhausting that you still have to poke and prod
right.
to even get
How
him.
How hard do you think? That, man, this organization's used to dealing with professionals.
Mm-hmm.
Professionals in everything they do. They tell a guy, you know what? You come here, we're going to make you a better basketball player. You're going to be in the best shape of your life. And everybody buys in.
Who's the last guy that they had to deal with like this?
That was just a major head case? Yeah, Beasley.
Beasley was a
frustrating guy.
And they brought him back three times.
Rio? But it's different, though.
You didn't
have to worry about Rio being a pro.
Rio's made some dumb decisions, but his biggest beef always came when his role got reduced. That's right. When he was upset.
Right.
So, I would go Beasley. I'm sure Antoine Walker, very frustrating.
Boy, the Carmelo was strong in him.
Yep.
Tippy toes.
Tippy toes. He's like, no, don't shoot.
We're excited to be joined by Dada 5000, star of Dog Fight. He's coming back. He's got a new one coming out. Star of Dog Fight, Dada 5000, expected to join us next. All right, welcome back. Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Dada 5000 is just a little late, so we'll have him on next segment. He's en route.
It's that MIA traffic, man.
He's such a bastard. Man. The traffic in this city is
Robbie
ridiculous.
Was like in traffic for like seven hours this morning.
Is 441 ever going to be fixed?
No.
Ever?
It's like the Palmetto. It's just going to be under construction forever.
No. How is it not the most beautiful road in the world right now?
Here's why it's not going to ever be fixed. One time I was making a left on the 441 to come here.
Yeah.
And a topless lady just walked across the street.
Well, there's this issue when you ride up and down 441. The people just wandering aimlessly across the street, they don't care. And then also, every day at about between 3, 4, 5, 6 o'clock or in the afternoon, you got 20 guys on ATVs and motorbikes.
Yes!
And they just decide, we're going to make 441 our track.
It's wheelie time.
Yeah, it's wheelie time. And then all the construction workers have to get out of the way, and then work stops, and then it never gets done.
So while we're waiting for Donna to get here, Robbie.
But I could get a ticket because of the red light camera.
Correct.
Haven't they shut those down?
Yes.
Thank God. That was such a scheme.
I got two of them making the right off
of
Wait.
Oh, I've got so many tickets.
They're shut down, or they're just...
I thought they shut them down. I thought I thought that whole operation was done now.
Well, I know that everyone that was taken to court
was
overturned.
Yeah. It was a Ponzi scheme.
That a private company from like Arizona running it all.
Yes.
So in the meantime, it's draft week. Leroy's going to be on our draft coverage. If you guys want to tune in,
yeah!
Our draft coverage.
If you
want to
hear
Thursday
entertainment.
Night, Thursday night. There is going to be a game six, so hear him on 560. So you won't hear him on our station. If by some chance the Sixers win tonight, it'll be on both stations. But probably going to have to listen to Leroy on QAM. What? Don't look at me like that. I'm still giving you plugs. Sister station. Either way.
If I said that, you'd kill me.
Yeah, because you mentioned
moment. You'd say Leroy's on with Big O on the sister station. That's what you would say.
Might wear a QAM shirt on Thursday night.
Of course you would.
Really?
Was it another one from 1984?
I think this one's from 87.
Oh. When we first merged and we had that party.
He wore a QAM shirt.
He wore the rattiest ass
when
old
we went down
QAM
there,
shirt.
I wore a QAM shirt from 19 years ago.
It was so embarrassing.
I'm not. No.
You want one? I got a couple of my.
Definitely closet. Not. Robbie, it's your draft room. What do you got for us today, man?
He had his finger on that button, ready to go.
Today is the final draft room, the linebackers.
Woo-hoo!
Biggest need for the Dolphins.
Oh, here we go.
We know.
We already know.
Let's not waste any time. The first one, everybody knows, it's Roquan Smith.
Your guy.
Number one player on my board. He had 6.5 sacks last year as a linebacker, 14 tackles for loss. That's third in the SEC. He had 137 total tackles last year. And in the combine, he ran a 4.51 in the 40. And this is my favorite part. This is why Roquan Smith is a must pick for the Dolphins. He can cover He can cover tight ends, and he can cover running backs in the flats. He made a play in the national championship game where it was 3rd and 2, and they threw it to the Alabama running back, and Roquan Smith was there to make the tackle and forced Alabama to punt. I saw that play several times last year with the Dolphins at Kiko Alonso, whether it was Christian McCaffrey, and Kiko Alonso was on skates. If that was Roquan Smith, he would have made that play, and the Panthers wouldn't have won by so big.
Be huge. Be huge if they can get, if they could finally figure out that linebacker position. That'd be a monster.
Well,
monster
I think it'll help
them.
A lot when McMillan comes back.
Roquan.
Yes. No, McMillan and Smith.
That's easier for you?
Why don't we just go Quan and Quan?
The brothers Quan.
I like the brothers Quan.
The brothers Quan.
What else we got,
Quan from Jerry Maguire? Wasn't Quan like his... Come on, Jerry, like the Quan or something like that? Am I thinking of the wrong thing?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, good talk.
All right, so the Dolphins have to have a backup plan because it's very possible that Roquan Smith goes as high as 6 to the Colts.
Yeah, popular guy, this Roquan Smith.
So you got to have a backup plan. Tremaine Edmonds.
Pretty good.
He's more of an inside linebacker.
That's what they need.
I mean, he might fit the size better. He's 6'5", 250, and he did run a 4.54 at 6'5", 250, which is quite impressive. He had 5.5 sacks last year, 4.5 sacks the year before. I bet a bunch of those run against Brad Kaya. He also had 14 tackles for loss last year, like Roquan Smith. Also great in coverage. So if Roquan Smith's not there, Tremaine Edmonds, they both might not be there, by the way. But
you think Tremaine would sound like he could play a little outside, too?
He can.
6'5".
And he's the son of a former Dolphin tight end.
Hmm. All right.
Quan.
Can he play tight end? Because Dolphins need a tight end.
And his brother is a safety, also going to be in this draft also, so he's got the genes.
If the Dolphins get a tight end, that'd be awesome.
Quan.
Probably too high for that.
Yeah, probably too high.
Yeah, that's too high.
Second round.
Quan, a loosely defined quality combining or uniting athletic skill with love and respect, as well as money. This word was used in the movie Jerry Maguire by Tom Cruise and Cuba Gooding Jr. Jerry, you are the ambassador of Quan. I stand corrected.
I don't remember that part.
Yep.
All right, Robbie, who are our two busts?
Now, this was probably the hardest one to find busts for because I love this linebacker class. But here we go. Rashawn Evans from Alabama played behind a monster defensive line in Alabama, so maybe his stats kind of got ballooned up there playing on Alabama. He had a groin injury last year that played him for a little bit. Scouts are very concerned about his durability. And this one almost made me barf when I saw this. Every player has like a player comparison. And you know what his was?
Who?
Lawrence Timmons.
Hell.
Lawrence Timmons was good until he went.
The Patriots will take him and turn him into a Hall of Famer.
Until he wasn't.
Yeah, Lawrence Timmons.
When's the last Patriots to have a linebacker Hall of Famer?
Whatever. Brewski? Pro Bowler.
Brewski's looking.
Not in the Hall of Fame?
No, I mean, but is that the best one?
Yeah,
of the last?
I mean, Hightower.
McGinnis?
Hightower.
It's a while
William
ago, man.
McGinnis.
Yeah, it's a while ago.
Is William McGinnis in the Hall of Fame?
Ooh.
I don't think he is. I think he's in the Patriots Hall of Fame.
He is in the Patriots
Hall of Fame. He's on NFL Network a lot.
Tall. Who's your second?
All right. This one's probably going to not a guy to be who's going to be drafted very high, but Matthew Thomas from Florida State.
Really?
Yeah, he lacked impact plays in college. Now, remember, he came out of Booker T in that recruiting class, and he was supposed to be this big miss that the Hurricanes missed out on. But he actually wanted to transfer from Florida State really early, but they didn't let him, so he just begrudgingly played out his Florida State career. So he's kind of a malcontent at Florida State. He took off a lot of plays at Florida State. Not a downhill linebacker.
Not a high motor.
Waits to the second level. Not a downhill guy. And he only had 4 sacks his entire Florida State career. He's not going to be drafted high anyways, but he's kind of busty.
Very good. Robbie's draft room. A smashing success this year. Now, you're going to be at Dolphins headquarters.
Yes.
What draft pick was going to garner the best reaction out of you? Because I don't want Adam Gase to spill his coffee wondering what that sound is.
Any guy, I don't care who they draft. I just want them to understand their situation. That in the last few years, we haven't gotten a lot of our picks on the field.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to draft a guy we need time to develop. We're not going to draft a guy who may sit on a bench a couple of years. We're drafting a guy who's going to play immediately. End of story. Whoever that may be. Now, if it's a guard, I'll understand, but I'm still going to be pissed because you can find guards anywhere. Don't waste a pick with all the linebacker help and DB help and you know, running back help you need. Don't waste that pick on a guard.
They're not. They can't take it. It's not happening.
I don't think so because I don't think he's going to be there.
Who cares? It should never even be on the. How would you feel if they were thinking about it?
I bet they are thinking about it. I bet you if he falls to 11, feels like we might have ourselves a Laramie Tunsil situation where they're like, oh, I didn't think this guy was going to drop to us.
Because everybody's going to be taking all the skill positions.
Well, they're probably going to, we don't know. I mean, it could be a big run on quarterbacks.
If a quarterback's available, you want them to take quarterback.
Me?
Yeah.
I understand it. I don't know if I want them to. I think the smarter move is probably going to get one of these secondary
guys.
Are
you honestly going to get better if you're picking up guys now for the future?
I don't know. I don't know how good those quarterbacks are going to be, so I can't answer that question. But here's why I understand it is just because if you're Adam Gase and he's got more information on Ryan Tannehill than any of us.
Sure. Okay? Absolutely.
He's also got information on his knee. If he doesn't like how that is and he wants his guy for the future, I can understand it. I can jive with it. If you think this is the draft where there's a quarterback you can actually build off of, okay. I will not be upset with it. I will understand it. I get your perspective of you have a lot of needs, but if this is the class where you think, hey, if we legit had an opportunity to draft our QB.
Has it already been proven that this isn't the class where there's a whole bunch of there's just a lot of quarterbacks available. It doesn't mean they're any good because look at how many times the quarterback carousel has switched on who's going where.
Yeah, but I don't know. It feels like some draft fly fishing to me.
Last year, or it's 2 years ago, we all knew who 1 and 2 was going to be. Long before the draft.
There's a lot of smoke.
It was either Carson Wentz or
Goff.
Okay.
We knew that since the end of football season. Like, here? No, man. There's just a lot of guys available. Okay, we don't have that feel of, oh, this guy's clearly the best or this guy's clearly the best.
It's not Mariota and Winston. It's not Luck and RG3.
Right.
Okay, but like, have you looked at Mariota and Winston and it's not just because they were the two thought of guys? Like, are we definitely sure that they're going to be
franchise
guys? Yes,
because they're still playing quarterback.
Not well. Look, Jameis Winston, what are they picking, fifth?
Seventh. They're seventh.
Seventh?
Okay.
Guy turns it over like crazy.
He was hurt last year.
I'm hurt, dog.
Okay, you're telling me that
Mariota
is not a serviceable NFL quarterback?
He's serviceable.
Dude, every first-round pick is not going to be a Hall of Famer. But if a guy plays...
So just because you know a guy's number two and he's going to be serviceable, that's more okay than there may be six guys that are serviceable?
But it never works that way. Usually when you can't decide who's the best, a lot of them aren't any good. It's clear-cut, they've all been productive for the most part. Last guy that wasn't, Ryan Leaf.
So if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one?
No. What?
Huh? It just feels like, to me, it feels like...
Where'd I go down -8?
Yes, because you're a saboteur.
But here's the thing with me, Leroy. Like, to me, you would rather go to Payway because you know it's going to be delicious and not risk going to the Asian buffet, which could also be delicious but could have some more risk of stomach virus.
Why would I have a stomach virus?
Because you can find something really, really delicious at the Chinese buffet.
No, but I'm satisfied with what I've been getting from Payway. The whole deal is to have a delicious meal.
Ryan Tannehill, he's fine. Like, Payway's delicious. It's good. All right, it's fine, but it's never going to blow your mind. Sometimes you go to some of these hibachi buffets. Oh, my God.
Mei Wei Chen.
Just delicious.
What? Where did that come from?
Just delicious.
Mei Wei Chen.
Look, I would understand if you're willing to take that swing and miss. But I'm around during football season, and it never seems like people are that understanding. And then the draft comes again, and they go, even if he's got to sit a couple of years, man, I'm telling you, based on what I hear during the season, you want somebody to go in the game and play. You don't want somebody who you draft high who sits on the bench again.
Okay, but what if we get to the situation where the Dolphins don't take him and he goes to whomever behind you?
Buffalo in the division?
Somebody said buffet. Who says it that way?
Buffet.
It's like Phoebe Buffet from Friends.
Buffet. You know who says it like that? My wife. I think she's influenced me.
Oh, really?
That way. Yeah. She says buffet. Chinese buffet.
What?
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. It's a tick that's gone into me. It's when you've been to somebody too long, I guess. You just pick up their verbal ticks.
Ah.
That's what I think is happening. Get your headlines, maybe not a 5,000 next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.